Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim on the topic of Rov and Kavod. This is the 12th Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya. We've already seen Niflos B'Torah Hashem, and we will please God continue to do so. The Mishnah Kedushin 69a says that a shtuki means a child who we know the mother is and we don't know who the father is. Pasul Lava B'Kol. A Sufi, he's gathered in from the shuk. We don't know. We've gathered in from the street. We don't know neither who his father is nor who his mother is. The Gemara there, Ein Gimel Omud Beis, but then Asufi says there, Kamo Efanim, that the Tino Kanimsa doesn't have a din of an Asufi. And the Asod of all of them is that we see that the baby that we found was cared about by his mother. His mother showed mercy the baby. She didn't leave him to die, so we assume that he is not a pasul. Rashi, if we can understand that the mother intended for the child, Rachman Aslan, to die, didn't have mercy, there's a Sufi. Otherwise, there's no a Sufi. And it's gebrengt in the Shev Shmeitze and Shmeitze Dalet Perik Yud Zayin. What does it matter that ain't a Sufi? He's still a Shtuki. Every Asufi is also a Shtuki, right? And a Sufi is a Shtuki. We don't know who the mother is, and a Sufi, we don't know who either are. So of course, so if we don't know who the father is. You're right, the mother had mercy on him, but we didn't know who the father is. We didn't ask the mother. The mother didn't testify the child is kosher. Every shtuki is by his mother. Every shtuki is taken care of. She takes care of her baby. And yet the baby is still a shtuki. If we don't know who the father is, the baby is still, if she says, be quiet, we don't know who the father is. She doesn't want to, you know, keeps it a secret. It's a little shady matzav over here, like they say. So the child is a shtuki. So what does it matter that the mother is merachim on the baby? And we know the mother cares about the baby, Beseder. So he's not an Asuf. We know he's a caring mother. But he's a Shtuki. That's the Kasha, the Nodi Yehuda. So the Nodi is Mechadesh. We see in the Gemara there in Amud Aleph, Kabe Shtuki, that we're talking about, where it's Roif Ksheirim. And Minator, the Shtuki is Kasher, because he's a Sufik Mamzer. Sufik Mamzer Yavo B'Kol Vade Lo Yavo Sufik Yavo. And Midrabanan, we ask him because of Maila B'yuchsin, because we want to have especially pure genealogy. And since we're talking about Roif Ksheirim, we have to say that the Isser is Dirabanan, because we're Choshesh. Why does the Gemara say Dirabanan? So we have to say that we're Choshesh. Maybe she went to him, and it's Kavua. If the woman went to the man, it's the Mokum Kvius of the man, who's the Suffix, so if so, we can be mechalek between a shtuki and a sufi. Dafka b'shtuki, who we know the mother is, and she's with us, so we have a nidon on the mother herself. Who impregnated her? We're looking at the mother, and we're saying, who's the father? And copy the mother, there's a tzad that there's kavua. And therefore, since we're dunning on the mother, we're discussing the mother, we're focusing on the mother. What her status is, and for her, we have it sad of kavua. So since it's the mother, we have it sad of kavua. So mimela, we also say the child is also going to be 50-50 a suffix, and we're going to make him a shtuki because there's a tzad kavua, because he follows after the mother. But by an asuf, that's by a shtuki, but by an asufi, that we don't know who the mother is. There's no esek of the mother. It's in the Stufi case, where she takes care of the baby. She showed rachmanis when she left the baby, when she abandoned the baby. She did it in a merciful way. So, in lano esek klal adun alaim. We have no business dealing with the mother. The mother's not our interest here. Only the baby is. And the baby is always considered piresh. The baby's always considered that he's separated from the rov. There's no kavua by the baby. The kavua is by the mother. But the mother is nishda. The mother is not here. So memela outs the baby is parish. And therefore, machshir mitzad rov ksheirim. And the whole reisa, the whole iser is because of a reisa that the mother cast him away to die. So it must be that he's pasul. But if she took care of him, she cared about him, we don't have such a reisa. So we're machshir afilu b'lo nivdaka imai. Kol she'ein bo mishum asufi. As long as there's no asufi. It's a sufi is pasul. But if it's a shtuki, and the mother took care of the child, so we're going to follow the rov. There's no tzad kavoy here, because we're dealing with the baby. So we're going to follow the rov. The only time we we're not going to follow the rov in the case of the shtuki. Why not? Because the mother has a tzad kavur. There's a tzad that she went to him and he was kavur, the man. And kokol kamach tzamach tzamach, it's 50-50. And that transfers over to the shtuki, so therefore the ramach midi rabbanan. And by an asufi, she left him to die like that, so then sumi's pasul also. But by an asufi who was taken care of, he doesn't have the status of a sufi. She see the mother didn't cast him away. He doesn't have the status of a shtuki because when the dion here is not on the mother, the dion is on the baby alone. And the baby we say parish, givaldik. That's the teres and you can look there. And that shuvah barichus in the base smeir in Eben Ezer with Simon Dalat Sifchavov, he's massing on the teres and Nodi Yuda because he says, look like Abbe Shtuki in the Gemara. That says when she goes to him, it's kavua min haTorah. V'chomashu mitur min haTorah. So, it says in the Gemara, why is Shtuki okay? Because if she goes to him, it's Kavua Min HaTorah. And therefore it's 50-50. So why are we mad there? It's because he's not a Mamzer Vadai. In other words, Rabbi there in the Gemara says that the shtuki is mutter laba b'kal because memanavshach, the boyel went to the Israelis, so you go after Rav Ksheirim, called the parashim of a parashil kasher nevala, and the male of the lad is kasher, because you have foul the Rav. And if the Jewish girl goes to the boyel, to the makom kviyusa, so he's kavua komerza merza dami, the lad is kasher, because the Torah says mamzer vadai. Lo yavo, hamam zu safik yavo, hamam zu safik is a lot of people have a call. So, you see from here that by the tinok, it's also, the tinok is considered kavua. By a tinok we say kavua, the no debi huda wanted to say, no, the tinok is piresh. Only by the mother we have a nidun of kavua. You see in the Gemara that the tinok has a din of kavua. And even if you say that the mother is here, even in an instance where the mother is present, but you can't say that it's a svar d'oraisa, that the child gets the mother's status. The child gets the mother's kavua. How can the child get the mother's kavua mid'oraisa? By the mother, it's a choser hachra, we don't know. So kol kavua kamech tzemach says we don't know what to do, so we don't do anything, we don't passel. We say 50-50. I mean we're not machshir, we say passel because we don't know. It's a choser hachra, it's not a hachra. It's a suffix. So that's not considered, that doesn't pass over. Choser hachra doesn't pass on to the child. Only hachra. We're not machri l'gabe the mother. We don't know what to do. So we pass it because we don't know what to do. But that's a choser. That doesn't go to the child. Choser hachra. Not knowing what to do. So when the Gemara then says that mamzer vadei lo yavo mamzer safik yavo, it's talking about the vlad itself. The vlad itself is a din of safik mamzer because of the kviyus. That was when the Gemara says that the mother went to the Boel. Never the Vlad is a Suffolk Mamzer, it's mitzad the Vlad, not mitzad the mother. And we need a pasuk to be matir the Vlad, because a Suffolk Mamzer Yava. Not for that, we would have asked her kavua. So it's muchach, not like the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda wanted to say that only by the mother there's a nidon of kavua, but not by the Vlad. The Vlad doesn't have a nidon of kavua. So if the mother is present, we know that there's talking about a case where the mother died. But if the mother is present, and therefore he wants to be matir the baby because the there's no nidon on the mother. But he said, if the mother is present, there's a nidon on the mother, and therefore goes to the baby. So the mother, we say, is kavua. And in the middle of this baby is also going to have a status of kavua. But Reis Meir says, that's not a svar d'oraisa. Must be when the Gemara says that he's a Suffolk Mamzer because of Kavua, it's for himself. He is, not because of his mother. We say the Kavius of the Boel, the Gabi, the child as well. And therefore, whether or not the mother is a Whether or not the mother is around, the child's going to have a din of kavua d'orais and biyaser. If not for the mamzer vade lo yavo ha-safik yavo, we're not going to follow the rov. No, to be the one to say, no, the gabbai the vlad alone, if it's only nidan on the vlad, you follow the rov. No. You see in the Gemara that you follow that the vlad itself has a din of kavua. The vlad himself has a din of kavua. And you can't say that it's talking about now, Tomer, the mother is present, therefore the nidon is in the mother, and the child has kavua, is kavua because the mother has a din kavua, that she maybe went to the Baal. That's not a svara d'oraisa. Like we explained, this is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in his Aris to the Shmaitza, which he wrote when he was about 17, that it's a choser hachra. We don't know. And there's a positive hachra, like chazaka, so then cheskas emahani labas. But if to hear there's a batin hachra, we say mechze kemech, it's not an hagav achra. It's an hagav chisar an achra. This is by kavu, we can't be machri at the suffik al piyarov. You can't be machri al piyarov. So the mele we answer, but that doesn't go over to the baby. So if the baby has a suffik, it's because of the baby himself, not because of the mother. So that's the hasaga of the Beis Meir and the Heilige Noda Behuda. The Heilige Beis Meir and the Heilige Noda Behuda. So mitoch kach kosev ha-shmaitza in Perek Yud Ches there in Shmaitza Dalid to be mekayim the chiluk of the Noda Behuda v'loy mitame ela. So he's going to go, what was the chiluk again of the Noda Behuda? This chiluk was, if we're dunning on the mother, if we're discussing the mother, then the child gets the mother's kavua. We say mechtza al-mechtza. But if there's no mother around, so memela we go after the rov, the child is considered pirish. Eladim nisabu ha'isha b'mokom akvius yesh ladin lekeach. He has a chiddush that when the mother was impregnated in a mokom of kvius, she has a din of like a buyer vis-a-vis the uber. So it's like she bought the uber in mokom akvius. Like 9 stores. If you buy from a kavua store, it's us. Or there are 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's. So 9 kosher stores and 1 non-kosher store. So when you buy it from the McDavids, so that this it's usser. If you buy it from, if you buy it, you don't know what store you bought it from, it's usser. You know there are 9 McDavids. Why? Because the suffix was nullah to Makom HaKvius. The Lekech, he was Lekech, it's usser to the whole world. Now it's the suffix of the Lekech. Suffix nullah to Makom HaKvius. So chinami k'sheim lefaneinu, v'nullah tzveika b'makom HaKvius, choshev kavua gam l'gabe avlad. So she's the lokachas, she's the buyer, and she was impregnated by Makom HaKviyus. So the male of Vlad also has a din kavua, because the aim is the loikeach. In other words, that's if because the loikeach took Makom HaKviyus, it's considered kavua l'chalayla. So that's the l'chalayla. That's when the mother is in front of us. When the mother is not in front of us, so now we have a suffix on the Vlad after Piresh, after he's separated. So that's similar to the Nolda Biyuda. In other words, when the mother is in front of us, so then there's the Nidan on the mother. And the Nolda Biyuda, the Shmaitz explains, because she's a din of a Lokeach. If she's not here anymore, then we follow the child and he's considered Piresh. And it's like what the Rashba says in Teres Habayis, Habayis Dal Shar Aleph. Right, if somebody buys something menakavua and then it falls from his hand, we follow the rov. Because at what point was the suffix engendered? When did we have the suffix after it fell? So after it fell from his hand, since that was when the suffix was born. So memela, what do we say? We say that it's considered Piresh. Now, even though we know Vade came from Makom Kvios, since the Chodesh was only Mischadesh, the suffix was only Mischadesh when it was Piresh, and now when it still had the status of Kavua, Melu filed the Rov, and so to Atino Kanimsa. Kevan shenit orer ha-safek ala Vlad, rak la'achar she-Piresh. So this Tinok that was found, there's no longer around. And the suffix was only Masara after the Prisha, after he separated from the Rove, another from his mother. After if he separated from his mother, now we follow the Rove. The mother's no longer around. As long as she's around, she's with him. So then she's a din of a Lokeach. And the Lokeach, it's considered he took it from the Makom of Kviyus. So she took it from the Makom of Kviyus. She was impregnated by Makom HaBaal. So it's 50-50. But here, where there's no longer a mother around, there's no longer a Lokeach, and only now the suffix is Masara. And there's no lokeach, so memela, the Vlad follows the rov. And the only problem is the reyesa of a sufi. And if she took care of him, we don't have that reyesa. So, and then he's, and the Gemara, Rashi says, is talking about where the aim is lefanenu. That's why the Gemara needs to come on to the mamzer vade, doyavo, mamzer safik yavo, that it's 50-50. That she went to the Makom HaKviyus, and we asked her because maybe she went to the Makom HaKviyus and it's 50-50. And we're going to be matir this mamzer midaraisa because mamzer safek yav. There it's 50-50 because the mother's around. But if the mother's not around anymore, then like the Nodu Yehuda says, then it's, and like the Shmaitza says, then we follow his pirish min arof. And the svar here of the Shmaitza is the din of lakech, that as long as the mother's around, she's like a buyer, it's like she's holding on to the item. But now she's not around, she's still holding on to the item, so we follow the rof. So that's terrific. Now, we can be masig, says Moreno v'Rabbeinu Mo'oreinenu the Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, the Shemal L'Zichro Tavis Nefesh. We can be masig on the Ikar Teretz of the Shemaitza. Because we paskin, Shebenimtza B'yad Akum Dinei Kepiresh, V'lo Kolokach Men HaKavua. If it's found in the hand of a Goy, it has a Din of Piresh, it doesn't have a Din of Kavua. Even though it was taken from the Makom Kviyus by the guy, but once it's in his hands, it has a din of Piresh. And the Yisod of the Chilik is that by an Akum, there's no Nafkamina. In the Safik on the Basar, whether it's in a Vela or a Shchuta. And Mele we say that the Safik is only born when the Chaticha comes into our hand. And it didn't come from the Makom of the Kviyus, because he's not. For him, there's no Nafkamina. So it's separated from the makom of kviyus, and by him there's no nafkamina, whether it's a shchuta or an avela. So by him there's no asaris asafik. Only by us there's asaris asafik, and that's already pirish. Gevaldik. My shein came be Yisrael who takes bais from a store. There are 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's. There used to be a store in Midtown Manhattan. I'm sorry, Rabbi Sam. Still living in the 1970s and 80s. There used to be a chain called McDavids. Apparently they have a branch in Haifa. They used to have many branches in Eretz Yisrael. Now they have one branch left in Haifa. They also used to have in Manhattan. And I don't think it's around anymore. In any event, Moriv Rabbi Simon Hatton is a very nice place. We loved it, but Eretz Yisrael is home. Al Koponim, the Jew who buys from the stores, even if they're 9 McDavids and only 1 McDonald's, since Nolad Lo HaSafik Miyad B'Sha'as HaLekicha, so by him, after he buys it, now he took it from the Makom of the Kvius, and now we have a Safik. What is the status of this? He walks out of the store and says, hey, where did I go? You ever do that? Like you do something, you don't even remember doing it? Ay, it happens to me all the time. Did I go there? Why am I in the kitchen right now? What did I come down here for? In any event, so for him, the suffix is chel mish beyond the shas alakicha. So the suffix is chel b'makom hakvius. Benidon kekavua. So for him, the suffix is chal in the place of kvius, and it has a din of kavua. Right, because there's a nafkamina legabe the Yisrael. Legabe the Yisrael, there's a nafkamina about the status of this meat. Why is there a nafkamina legabe the status of this meat? Because he's Jewish. So whether it's kosher or not matters. So memela, we say that chala safik makom akvius v'nidon kekavua. Mekayach zeh kotzev akzes achoshen b'simen reish tzadi beis sif katan beis lechadish sheba oifen shiyei shayich safik klapei akum k'mo kapei son chiluk ben lokech akum kech yisrael. Let's say there's an afkamina legabe the goy. So we're also going to say kol kavu kamechza mechza by the goy. The nesibus was masking bikaron. He's cholik for a different reason. And so writes the Menchas Chinuch in Ayin Ches that if we have a suffix on an Aver Menachai, is it an Aver Menachai or an Aver, if it's Aver Menachai or not, Gam benimtza biyad akum yiya kavua. Kevin sha suffix shayach af klapei akum. He says also, if you have a suffix called Sefer Menachai, that for Goy it is an afkamina, Goy is not an Sefer Menachai. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's going to be considered a kavua. Why is it considered kavua? Because for the Goy there's an afkamina, whether or not it's an Sefer Menachai. So, as far as the Goy is concerned, the suffix was Mesorer. The suffix was Messiah already in the store. So Dino ki Yisrael shalakach mena kavua. Ulefi ze nira pachut. Dehu adin ipcha. Shigam bi Yisrael shalakach mena kavua. So we can say fakir, if a Jewish person took from a makom kavua, but there's no nafkamina legabi the Yisrael in the suffix and the chaticha, so the din's going to be parish, come on, nimtza biyad akum. Because it's not tali in Jew or Goy. It's tali if there's an afkamina in the suffix or not. So now we have to understand. The Shemaitza writes that when the mother is in present, she is a din of a lekeach klapi the ubar. So it's like she took from the makum of kvius. And memela we say 50-50 on the ubar. But the didah, there's no afkamina klapi suffix shal ubar if he's kasher apostle. She's anyway asur to him because she's his mother. So there's no nafkamina legabe the mother. Whether he's halachically, whether he's a kosher apostle, because she's asked him anyway. So there's no nafkamina to her. So a male, the child is going to be parish no matter what. So since the mother has no nafkamina at all in the child, so la'olam hayilan uladin detinok zeh chashuv kenimtza biyad akum. And we're going to be machshir and midin called a parish. It's like it was found afterwards. It's called the parish. As you know, the Shemaitza wanted to taina that the mother has a din of lekech, and therefore the suffix was not allowed by makom of the kvius by the boel when she was impregnated, and memela you follow the You go, it's 50-50. You say kol kavua by the Vlad. Why would that be? There's no nafkamina for the Vlad lekabi the mother. So therefore, since there's no nafkamina, so then it wasn't, as far as the Vlad is concerned, there was no suffix by the boil. Only by the mother there was a suffix when she became pregnant. But now that the child was born, so we've no nafkamina lekabi the child. What happened in Mokum HaKviyus? The mother has no nafkamina lekabi the child. What happened in Mokum HaKviyus? Mother nafkamina lekabi her kashrus. But not lekabi the child. So the male of the child should be considered par. She was par in Mokum HaKviyus. Even if the mother is around. So how does in Shai Shmaita say that if the mother's around, we say no. The child is considered kavua. So we have a teretz to offer for the Noda B'Yehuda, to be mekayim divrei Noda B'Yehuda, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, anachnu nirei et ze b'shiur haba, ani mekaveh me'od, toda rabba she'ezant, inshallah.